Just 2 points in verse, we beckon Acts 9, verse 4. Verse 3 and 4. And I want to emphasize these two words, light and a voice. We commented already on the light, 2 Corinthians 4. This is this light that we see shining from heaven. It's all connected with the Lord Jesus, but also the voice. The voice came straight from heaven, and the voice called him with his name. Beginning of this chapter, in the Greek text, it is Saulos. Saulos is what the name usually is in the Greek, Saul. But in the Hebrew, Saul is Shaul. And in the Greek, they don't have this sound sh. They only have sa. So in the Hebrew, in verse 4, it says, in verse 4, Saul, Saul. That means the Lord spoke in Hebrew to him. Shaul, Shaul. That was his Hebrew name. That was the Benjamite. That was the Saul who had been persecuted. And now my point is this. From heaven, this light penetrated him. It pierced him. But it also transformed him, as we've seen this morning. And secondly, this voice. And my point is this. Paul became now, I'm talking about Saul, but he became Paul, little one. He was transformed, he became a little one. He was great in his own eyes, he was great in the eyes of his fellows, Jews, but now he became Paul, the little one. And as the little one, he became a witness. He became a witness of what he had heard and what he had seen. And I just want to make an application for us too. We have seen that this gospel has reached us, the light of the gospel has reached us, has transformed us, and we have heard the call. We have been called. We talked about Abraham, and we have the call, and so we are now witnesses. Paul is our example. Paul is the great example for Christians today. So the same principle, to be a witness, is connected with the light that we have received, is connected with the voice that we have heard. And so the Lord wants us to be witnesses right here in this scene until he will come.